Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a spooky story because it is spooky story season. Are you ready? Today's story is called Posey the Monster Slayer. The story is by Cory Doctorow and the pictures are by Matt Rockefeller. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Gosa.
What's Gosa? Just your name?
Well, I'm a saw, okay. But usually people say go to me, so I'm Gosa.
Oh.
Like, literally, I'm a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Chainsaw.
Okay. You ready? Parents, always with the bedtimes. Okay, so in the picture we see a little girl. I'm going to guess her name is Posey, because that's what her mom says. And her mom says... Posey, bedtime. And her dad says, do you really need all those toys for bed, Posey? And Posey says,
yes, Dad.
And he says, do you really need me to leave you a midnight snack, Posey?
Yes, Daddy.
One more thing.
No, it says one more thing.
Oh, one more thing.
Monster book, Daddy.
Again? She's asking for a monster book. Interesting.
Well, can you read all?
Oh, you want me to do all the reading? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so in the next picture, the dad is reading the book. And those are all the facts about monsters. The beginning.
No. The end.
The middle.
No. The end.
The half-title page?
The end!
The author biography?
The end, the end, the end!
The end.
The end!
That's funny. Why did she want him to get to the end of the book, though?
Because she wants to know about the facts about monsters, not the whole monster book.
Okay, yeah. Good night, Posey. Please stay in bed tonight. I love you.
I love you too, Daddy. Good night, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Posey knew she should sleep, but she was much too excited. She'd been listening to the spooky noises and watching the shadows, and she knew the monsters were coming. That was okay. She'd been doing research with her monster book. She'd been making plans. A werewolf in the picture. Wow, this is very, there's a big scary werewolf. And she says, aha, she knew he was coming, huh? Posey knew all about werewolves from her monster book. Hungry, raiding backyards by moonlight, snatching birds from the nest. Oh my goodness. Werewolves hated silver, and they feared the light. Posey waved her wand. She's got a glow-in-the-dark wand, right? The wolfman whimpered at the zigzags of light. She leapt from the bed, collaring the werewolf with her Princess Frillipan's silver tiara. Oh yeah, you just use a silver thing on them, right? He rattled the window with his howl and scampered off with his tail between his legs. Victory! Well, she did it. That was a really scary monster. And she beat it. Posey Russell Schnegg. Daddy was cross. Okay, so Daddy comes busting into her room. You are supposed to be in bed and asleep. You are not supposed to be playing with toys. He took the wand out of her hand, tucked her in, and went back to bed.
Sorry, Daddy,
she says.
She's just going to go fight another monster.
Do you think? Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Posey didn't tell him about the werewolf. Posey didn't stay in bed. Daddy was scared of monsters. Let Daddy stay in bed. great old ones were hard to miss once you knew what to look for. Like a family of octopuses all tangled together, they pounced like crazy. Posey had heard this one climbing her bookcase that evening. This was gonna be fun. Okay, so the great old one kind of looks like, where? An eyeball. You know how Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. kind of is a big green eyeball? He kind of looks like that, only he's got a lot of tentacles with eyeballs on them, too. Like an octopus.
And he can't blink?
Mike Wazowski. Well, I don't know. Maybe he does. The great old one made a noise like a frightened tea kettle in a blender rolling down a hill. She sprayed her bubblegum perfume in its terrible lidless eye, and it slithered away crying. And in the picture we can see, psst, she says as she sprays his eyeball. Got something in your eye? She defeated him. Uh-oh. Posey Emmeline Russell Schnurg. Mom looks really scary. You get into bed right now. It is nighttime. It is dark outside. I am asleep. Daddy is asleep. You go to sleep. Mommy looks...
There are a whole bunch of monsters still to go.
Yeah, Mommy looks very cross, though, doesn't she?
Keep going, keep
and
going.
Tired. Oh, poor Mommy. Poor Mommy was so tired. Posey would have to take care of the rest of the monsters more quietly. First up, vampires. They really hated to get dirty. Good thing Daddy left her a midnight snack. She's got a banana and a big old glass of water, and splash, she says, pouring the water all over the vampire. As the vampire ran for the laundry room, Posey tripped it with her necklace. It changed into a bat. Posey caught it in a net made of fairy wings. It turned into mist. Posey turned on her fan and blew it out the window. Wow, she's very smart. Uh-oh. Posey Emmeline Fabinaki Russell Schnegg. That's a big name for that little girl. Posey was sure she'd been quiet, but Daddy had ears like a bat. He was so tired that he stepped on Harry the Hare block and had some swears. Poor Daddy.
What's a Harry the Hare block?
It looks like it's some kind of brick that's got a cute little kitten face on it. It's a good thing there was only one monster left. Oh, I wonder which one it's going to be.
I suppose you're going to fight me too.
Frankenstein's monster sounded scared and sad.
Of course I am.
Frankenstein's monsters are always losing their heads. They don't mind. They're used to it. And so that's exactly what she's doing. She's taking its head off. Wow, this is amazing. And luckily, Posey loved to make new toys. So she has taken his head off and stuck him on one of her toys who has, I guess, lost its head and sent its body off out into the night. But something else has happened. Her mom and her dad have just now come in.
Posey Emmeline Fabinaki Nautilus Russell Schnegg.
They say, and they kind of look like
zombies.
They kind of look like zombies. Some monsters are tougher than others. She'd do battle with the zombies another night.
Yeah. What do you think was the hardest one that she did that night?
I don't know. But the very last picture, we see the mom and dad are sitting at the table drinking their coffee, looking at each other, feeling very, very tired. And she says, mommy says to the daddy, "You look like a zombie." And the daddy says, "I feel like a zombie." And I look at them both and say, "Oh, it's so hard to have a sleepless night because of a kid." But we've all been there and we've all done that. And my advice to these people would be this.
What if she showed them the Frankenstein stuffy? What do you think they would, the parents would do?
Well, to be perfectly frank with you, I think that whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is...
Oh, don't be doing that. You just did that yesterday.
Noble? Whatever
no,
is...
No, what do you think? Not what is true.
Well, I think that none of those monsters...
No. What do you think would happen if the parents saw that whole battle?
Oh, if it was real?
No. What do you think would happen if those parents from the book...
Yes.
...saw Posey slay all of those monsters?
I think her parents would be shocked. Because I don't think they understand that their little girl is really kind of a tough chick, right? But in reality, real time talk, I think that her parents should maybe help her to train herself to focus on things that are real and things that are not real. Maybe she shouldn't spend so much time focused on.
Well, then what would happen if she goes to sleep and the monsters aren't handled with and they go over to her bed?
Do you think they're real?
What? Do you think she was imagining all of that?
I do.
And she was actually just playing with her toys?
Yes. That's exactly what I think.
Well, then when she was looking out the window, what do you think was running back there?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have personally seen coyotes run around.
Well, then what do you think the great old one was when it was floating away crying?
Well, it could have been anything. I've seen trash bags floating through the sky. The good wind. Or a gale with leaves. I think that our girl Posey has a very strong imagination.
What do you think Frankenstein's body was when it was walking away?
I think that was all in her imagination, my love.
No, what do you think it was? What do you think he was imagining it was?
I don't know.
We'll explore that later. All to say, it is the end.
The end.